Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob Glauber, of course, NFL columnist for Newsday. He was in Cleveland at least for one day in training camp. Were you just here one day, Bob? I can't remember.
Yes, I was there for the one day right before the Hall of Fame ceremonies kicked off.
Yep. That's right. Well, it's good to have you with us. I assume you're in Jersey today, or I don't know.
I'm in Jersey. Yeah. I'll be going to the stadium momentarily.
Very good. So a lot to get to here. And, you know, it's so funny, Bob. I think even us in the media, we make this mistake too. We have opinions on teams going into the season. Mm-hmm. And after 1 week, people change their minds based on what they see. Even though we know the history of the NFL will tell you that you don't really know what a team is right away. Yeah, if there's a Ben Roethlisberger injury, it's fair to change your opinion about the Steelers for the season. Or Drew Brees is going to miss half the year. I get it. But if your team has a bad game, it's like everybody thought the Browns were going to be good, and they stunk week one, and now, you know, a lot of people have jumped off the bandwagon. And maybe you're right to do it, but to me it's silly to do it based on 1 week. What do you think?
Yeah, I think especially with a team like Cleveland, when, look, it was a clunker. It was worse than a clunker. It was a terrible performance. But, you know, to just draw a straight line to, well, they stunk against the Titans, they're going to stink all season, it's just not, you know, it's not smart. And it just doesn't work that way in the NFL. You know, a guy who influenced Freddie Kitchens quite a bit is named Bill Parcells. I'm sure you've heard of him.
Sure.
And he worked for Kitchens worked for Parcells in Dallas in 06. And Bill used to have this saying in New York, and this applies to everywhere now. He said, in New York, it's euphoria or disaster, right? Now, just think of that. I mean, he's totally right, and he said it probably 25 years ago, maybe even longer.
Yeah.
And back then it applied, but I think it applies everywhere now. In the NFL, let's just say, it's euphoria or disaster. And, you know, if a team has a great performance, oh, well, you know, look at that. You know, we were right about them if they were, you know, favored.
Right.
Or if, you know, if they were bad and they played great, hey, look at that. So, yes, these surprises happen all the time. But you can't make these snap and sweeping judgments based on one game. Things change from week to week. They change from month to month. And if you look at an NFL season for any team, including championship teams, there is a roller coaster element to it. And they all take that ride. They go up, they go down, and they go in and out. And, you know, even when they win and become champions, there are some kind of weird twists and turns.
Is Sam Darnold worth 7 points in this game tonight? If he plays?
I would think so. I mean, yeah. Trevor Siemian, I think it's a unique backup because he's got experience. I mean, he played for 2 years in Denver, did pretty well in primetime games, and so I don't think it's too big for him. So the Jets have an advantage in that, but, you know, he doesn't have Sam Darnold's athleticism, he doesn't have his command of the offense, and he doesn't have kind of the command of the locker room that Darnold had built up before getting mono. So, I would say, you know, there's a reason the Browns are favored, and it's because of Sam Darnold, probably primarily. I think the Jets would have been a lot better off with Sam Darnold in the lineup. There's no question about it.
We're talking with Bob Glauber of Newsday on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Bob, are you 100% convinced that Baker Mayfield is a very good to great quarterback in the NFL? Or is there more to prove?
No, I'm not convinced of that just yet.
Yeah.
I was schooled by Bill Parcells as a journalist, as a football observer, and that says you got to prove it over time, and you don't go into Canton on roller skates. And nobody does. You know, it's a process, and you got to go through stuff. You got to go through games like this for Baker Mayfield. And, you know, you got to get back in the huddle after throwing a bunch of interceptions. You got to face your teammates. You got to weather it. And it's how quarterbacks come out of these difficult times that I think is just as indicative, if not more so, than how they do when they play well, when things are going well around them. Because it's a very, very tough league, and week to week it's tough. So I think he's good. I think Baker Mayfield has got the skills. His attitude, you know, it remains to be seen whether that's a positive or negative. Sometimes, you know, when a quarterback is going to get in your face, yeah, that can work, but it can also work against you. So I think it's going to be a work in progress. But I do think he's got the physical tools to be a very good quarterback.
Bob, I wanted to hit on a couple other subjects. I know Pat Shurmur today was noncommittal about the Giants quarterback situation. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Eli did not play well yesterday and you know hasn't played well for a couple of years, frankly. Not a ton of talent around him outside of Saquon Barkley. But do you think it is Daniel Jones' time now? Is it? Will it be?
Yeah, I think that time is coming sooner rather than later. I would have thought that this would go probably half a season. But things go at warp speed in the NFL. Like, I think we've all seen that. And I think the Giants see in Eli this, you know, he's got this certain upside that isn't there anymore. I mean, he is who he is. He does well when things go well around him. You know, we're talking about Mayfield dealing with adversity. Well, Eli's got to deal with that too. And he can't lift the team on his shoulders. He never really did a great job of that to begin with. It had to be good around him. He did well when he could get a play-action passing game going, and he had good offensive line play. And they have, you know, they got the play-action passing, you know, threat with Saquon, but, you know, they were working with a cut-above practice squad receivers in yesterday's game. Sterling Shepard was out with a concussion. Golden Tate's got a suspension, and no Odell Beckham Jr. So, you know, he's working with limited pieces there, and I think the time will soon be right. Is it going to be this week? I mean, if I'm Pat Shurmur and I got a game in Tampa, I think the Bucs are not a good team, but they're probably better than the Giants. He's got the Bucs in Tampa. Let Eli Manning go out there. If they lose, then you can bring Daniel Jones in at home, get some buzz going against the Redskins, and, you know, kind of try to, you know, inject some life into that offense. Because right now it's kind of the same old story we've seen for a lot of the last several years.
How about this Big Ben injury? Brutal for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean,
we're very sad about it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously here in Cleveland.
Sure, you sound it.
Yeah, exactly.
Really devastated.
I mean, are they going to win 5 games this year? I mean, it's going to be a disaster for them.
Well, it's not going to be good.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Look, it wasn't good. You know, Ben was. He was not good against the Patriots. Now, looking back, I wonder if that elbow was a problem then. I don't know. But defensively, they were a mess against Tom Brady and company in Gillette Stadium. They never win in Gillette Stadium, but that was even worse than usual. So, yeah, I think this is going to be potentially one of those seasons in Denver, and this is where Mike Tomlin, you know, he just got a modest contract extension. Good thing he did. This is where you prove yourself as a coach when things don't go right, and you've got a problem at – the most important position on your team. I think it spells, I don't know about doom, but pretty darn close to it.
We're talking with Bob Glauber from Newsday. Bob, getting back to the Jets here, how well so far has, well, you know, before we get to Le'Veon Bell, let's talk about Adam Gase, because he seems like an odd fit. And, you know, he and Greg Williams, what is that relationship like? That's got to be touchy.
Well, I mean, this is a very electric coaching staff, and there is a lot of high voltage in this staff, high energy. Adam Gase and Greg Williams go at each other mentally in these practices. They really do like to practice against one another. Practices in training camp are a trip to watch because Williams' team goes at that offense hard, but Gase loved it. You know, he was talking to me a couple of days ago. He just loves that Darnold was able to go against Greg Williams' defense, and this was, you know, before Darnold got sick, because it makes him a better quarterback. It's tough, and you want it to be that way. So they get along pretty well, but Williams is an odd cat, man. He's just he's old school. He is old school angry. He is old school strict and stubborn, and he gets after it. You know that.
Yeah, sure.
You saw him, and so he's. I don't know how that act is going to play. Now, you know, Odell Beckham brought out some interesting sound bites from Greg Williams.
And Demarius Randall as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
You know, Demarius Randall's saying he wouldn't play for Greg Williams if he
right.
was named head coach. So, I mean, it's boom or bust with this guy,
yeah.
and it's been that way. But I'll tell you what. So he was suspended for 2012 because of Bounty Gate. He's had a job every season since.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you? That tells you that his mind is – he's got an elite defensive mind. And that's where, you know, you're going to hang your hat with Greg Williams. And his players love to play for him. The Jets do swear by him. And I think you saw that for the most part last year in Cleveland. Defensive players love a guy who is high energy and wants to get after it. You got to know where that line is, and
yeah.
he crossed that line big time with the Bounty Gate situation. And you know, no one has proven anything since then. But defenses, you know, they're hyper aggressive under that guy.
Le'Veon Bell's been a little banged up. You know, that was last week. It seemed like maybe he wouldn't play. It seems like he's okay. I'm sure they're going to rely heavily on him tonight. Is he as close to 100% as a player can be?
Well, no. I mean, he got his shoulder banged up last week. I think it was a mistake to put him out for every single offensive snap. What are you doing, man? You know, he told Adam Gase, look, I feel great. Use me. Don't hold me back. Don't put me on a pitch count. But Gase in that situation has got to say, all right, look, you haven't played in 20 months. You know, let's just take it easy. We'll get you in there. And we're not every single snap. Ty Montgomery is, you know, he's a serviceable running back, Bilal Powell. He should have spelled them more. And he comes out of it with a sore shoulder, you know, Le'Veon Bell does. So listen, it's questionable. I think he'll play. So as close to 100%, I mean, he was 1,000% at this point last week, and now he's dealing with a shoulder already, and that's not good.
All right, so we have this game tonight. The Browns have to win this game, in my opinion. I mean, if they don't, it's going to be a disaster.
Euphoria or disaster?
That's right.
Pretty much. I mean, that's where
Dustin is the perfect example of that. No
yeah.
doubt.
Yeah, it's got. I mean, it's either you know, win this game and we're back on track and all that. And everything's fine. But if you lose to a backup quarterback with the expectations this team has had, I think it's a disaster. What do you think happens tonight?
I do think Cleveland will win. The penalties have got to get better. The offensive line play has got to get better. Baker Mayfield has
yep.
got to get more accurate and stop throwing on the wrong team. And the defense has got to play more disciplined. But I think they can do that. You know, you give some home field advantage to the Jets, some. But in this league where players are so interchangeable with free agency now, I think home field is a little bit overstressed and overrated. So I do think the Browns will be a much improved team. And I do expect them to win.
Bob, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
You got it. Bob Glauber, good to chat with him from Newsday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.